Dreaming yesterday, living now. Dreaming yesterday, living now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Dreaming yesterday, living now. How much time do we spend in dreaming about yesterday? Dreaming while we're wide awake, dreaming while we're sleeping, dreaming at any time. We're always thinking about yesterday. We're thinking about the things that happened yesterday and the things that were so wonderful and were so grand and so unhappy, if we have both sides of the coin. Now, have you ever dreamed in the now? Have you ever dreamed in the now that something is happening right now? Like, for instance, you're having a dream and it's happening right now. And you know it's not true because let's say 50 years have passed since how you were creating that dream experience, and yet you're living it now. You're dreaming it now. You're having yesterday's dreams be real today. Well, now what a strange and an interesting thing to do. You look at life and you say, hey, these were my friends when I was a child. I wonder what they're doing today. Well, you think of them today, well, they have their businesses, their lives, their families, their world, and they're really quite different today than they were when you were a child. When I was a child, they were children too. We were all children. We were all little ones and doing wonderful things and having wonderful adventures. And yet, today, I think about them, and I think about them today, but I think about them as we were as children. When am I going to stop dreaming about yesterday and start living now? I can do that very readily, very wonderfully, very powerfully, very excitingly, if I want to. But do I want to? Do I like to feel sorry for myself? Do I like to feel, oh dear, it was so much fun when we were children. It was so much fun back then. Or those adventures, they were so wonderful. Those adventures were so much fun. Those adventures were kind of neat things to do. And then we think, well, some of them weren't so neat. Some of them were okay, but they were good. Some were bad. Some were not really exciting, but not really rewarding. Living in the now is sort of a new adventure for all of us. When we learn to live in the now, we learn to think in the now. We learn to realize in the now what life is all about. Now, if you're going to say, I'm going to think of my son or my daughter or my husband or wife or my friend, whatever, now, think about them now. What are they doing right now? Let's just say you have a friend, and your friend is got a family, and they're living nearby, and you visit them now and then, and every time you go over there, you feel a warmth in their home. You feel a goodness. You feel you're welcome. You're not just a friend. You're more than a friend. You are a member of the family. You belong. And whenever you go over there, you just feel like taking shoes off and settling back and being one of the family. Now, living in the now, you can do that. You can do that wherever you are. You can have that living in the now feeling experience wherever you may be. It's something we create in our mind. We create in our mind the feeling that we are family, that we belong, that we are good friends with one another, that we enjoy each other's company, that we like to share stories about what we're doing and what we're saying and thinking and feeling. And you can only do that living in the now. Living in the past, it's a rather static situation that stands for what it was. And it sort of always has that memory of what happened at that time. But now, you have a new memory. You have a new thought. You have a new way of looking at things. You're looking at life as something very, very wonderful. Very, very fine. And you're creating it new all the time. You're creating it new by seeing yourself visiting with your friends. You see yourself kicking your shoes off. You see yourself having a cup of coffee with them or just sharing, chatting with them. You see yourself welcome. You see yourself delighted in their presence and they in yours. You see yourself where you can say things in their presence that is difficult to say otherwise. Now, living in the now, you want to create the same loving family awareness that you have anywhere else, anywhere else. Wherever you go, you create this feeling that you are family. And if you create this feeling that you're family, you'll be that way. Every time I go into the Apple store, I feel like I'm family. They right away greet me. They right away say, "Can we help you?" They right away say, "What area would you like it in?" "Oh, yes, we got that. Yes, here. Just a minute. Joe knows all about that. Let me call Joe." And then immediately they work with you. Immediately they make you feel at home. Immediately they make you feel welcome. Immediately, "Oh, yes, it's a business." Nice way to run a business, I think. And, "Oh, yes, it's a commercial activity where they're trying to make money." And, "Yeah, that's fine, too. I don't mind paying for something that I'm getting. And I'm really getting friendship. I'm really getting living in the now with the feeling that all is in order and all is good. When I visit my relatives, do I feel welcome? Do I feel living in the now? I can. Or do I remember how it was the last time I was there, or when I was a child, or another time? Living in the past brings very few rewards. Living in the past merely limits you to whatever the past was. But living in the present, it is a beautiful, glorious experience of unlimited experience, unlimited expansion of awareness, of joy, of happiness, of magic. It's unlimited. And that unlimited experience can be mine today, can be yours today, can be ours every day of our life when we live in now. Living now requires that we live now, that we think now. What is it now that we're doing? Not what was it, what would I like it to be, but what is it right now? And when I come to the conclusion that what it is right now is I'm a happy person, what it is right now, I'm living in a family, I'm living in a community, I go to my Apple store and they make me feel just wonderful. I go to Best Buy and they sort of make you feel wonderful, but they don't have that same magic about them that Apple has. And I go into other stores and they're just ordinary stores. I go into households, I go into families, I have friends, and they make me feel good. But then I have other friends that they just say, "Oh, you're here, how wonderful, how great, how great." And what a wonderful greeting. They may say, "What do you got for me?" or "What's this?" or "What's that?" But the greeting is genuine, and I feel just fine. And, you know, this is part of the magic of living now. Living now is when the greetings, the sharing, the living, the caring, all are powerful and real. All are delightful and insightful. They're something that make me feel just great inside myself. And the more I feel just great inside myself, the more wonderful the world is. And the more wonderful the world is, the more wonderful I feel inside. It's sort of a nice combination. And I do feel wonderful inside. I do feel glorious inside. I do feel good. "Hi, Herb. Nice to see you. Glad that you're here. Boy, oh boy. Have a cup of coffee. Come on, sit down. Hey, tell me all about what you've been doing since I saw you last." My goodness. That excitement just makes me want to go visit them. They care about me. They care about what I'm doing now, and I care about them. I often ask at the breakfast table, I say, well, what did you do this morning? What did you do when you got up? What did you do when you this afternoon? What did you do before supper? What did you do? And most of the time, it's silly, but they say, blah, blah. They can't even think of what they were doing 10 minutes ago, an hour ago, because they're not doing it now. Oh, what are you doing right now? Well, I'm sitting at the table here getting ready for dinner. Well, that's nice. And what are you expecting? Oh, I expect something very good. Now, that kind of talk is just great. Living now is thinking now, being now, loving now, sharing now. And when I share now and live now, my life is fulfilled. And I feel very, very good. And Anita, if you're listening to this one, it's just for you. Live now, and I know you are, and your family delight in you living now with them, and they accept you as family, and you accept them as family, and you are a family right now, and life is wonderful. Thanks for sharing this moment with me and letting me share it with you, for this is my now moment of absolute unconditional love. I love you. I love you. I love you.